You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
This episode is the final episode of the 16-day Titanium Challenge, and it is an incredible episode where I put together everything that we've learned so far, and I add to it a few recipes that are going to help make this a reality in your life. Do not miss this incredibly powerful episode.
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armaan Sadeghi.
Welcome to the 16th and final day of the Titanium 16-Day Challenge. What an incredible journey we've been on together. And I am so incredibly proud of you. Over 1,000 people, in fact, nearly 1,200 people have participated in this challenge. And it has been incredible. The way you guys have been going, the energy that you have had, has been absolutely incredible, and I am so incredibly proud of what you've accomplished. And today, we're going to take everything we've talked about, and we're going to put it all together in a practical way that you can apply in your life. And that's what today is all about, my friends. Today is not the last day of this challenge. Today is the first day of the rest of your life having gone through this incredible challenge. So I want you to look at this as a start of something new. I'll never forget, I was at a commencement ceremony for high school or something like that. It was someone else's and I was a kid. And there was someone giving a speech and they defined the word commencement. And at the time, I didn't realize. I always thought of commencement as being this thing, you know, which is the end of it. It's like, hey, you know, you've graduated. Congratulations. It's ending, right? And then the person defined the word that it's actually beginning, right? And today, I know that you commence something, right? You're starting something. And so it was incredible to see that, wow, a commencement ceremony, when you graduate, all that stuff is really just telling you, hey, not you're done. It's today's your first day of the new you who is now a doctor, a lawyer, a high school graduate, a college graduate, or whatever it is. You're now getting to start this new thing. So for you, my friends, today is not the last day of the 16-day challenge. Today is the first day of the next 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years of your life where you are going to do incredible things that no one could ever expect of you because you now have the fundamentals for what it takes to create world-class balance in your life. And let's review what that means. See, when I talk about balance, I mean balance around these 10 different areas of life. And by the way, now that you're sort of graduates of this program, you're allowed to start screwing with this wheel. You do realize you can edit the wheel, right? So if you don't like my 10 areas, you can change it to 9. You can change it to 11 or 12. I typically don't recommend you make too many changes to it because this is after a lot of research and a lot of people that I've worked with, I've realized these 10 are pretty much the main areas. But some people will say, no, Armaan, my kids need to have their own area on the wheel. And hey, you know what? If you've learned about what I talk about relationships, as long as you don't put that area of the wheel over your significant other, right? So that it doesn't start ruining your intimate relationship. Technically, your kids could have a separate part, right? A lot of times I talk to young people, you know, for example, someone in high school, and they're like, are you kidding me, Armaan? My family and friends are on the same part of the wheel? That is insane. My mom and dad don't go along with my buddies. Right. So for someone in high school, those two would be completely different things. Like they're sort of like the polar opposites of one another. Here I am throwing them together. But for most adults, family and friends can kind of go together. So you create your own wheel if you don't like exactly what we have in place. And that's something that you can do. But the key to the titanium system is this. It is all about creating balance around that wheel. And balance, not in the way that lazy people define balance, which is just being lazy, but what it is balance in terms of creating this thing where you are scoring a 5, 6, 7, 8 or higher in every single one of these areas. And you're getting most everything up to a 7 and an 8. Now, as I've reviewed a lot of your different wheels that some of you have been sharing with me via emails, and of course my coaching clients and friends and family who've shared theirs with me, what I also noticed that I want to point out is we all have different scoring systems, right? So for some people, there's no way they would ever give themselves a 10. By the way, I'm one of those people. It's a personal thing. I wouldn't give any area of my life a 10 because if it was a 10, it would mean that I can't grow anymore. So to me, really, the highest number I could ever give something is a 9, right? Well, my wife might look at that and go, what do you mean? Our marriage is not perfect. And I'd say, well, no, because it can always get better, right? So that's one thing. And then there are these people who like don't even give themselves 7, 8s, or 9s, right? Like they want to score low. And then there are other people who like to score themselves really high. So the lowest thing they give themselves is a 5, a 6, a 7, whatever it is. So it doesn't matter what your scale says. What you're looking for is the difference in the different areas and you're looking for those outliers, which are the ones that are significantly higher or worse, significantly lower than all the other ones. And those are the areas you want to put your focus and those are the things you want to fix, right? And the way to do it is to go back to the days of this challenge where we talked about the most important parts, the parts of your life that you struggle with the most, and go review them. See, this challenge wasn't something you do for 16 days and then you put it aside. Now what you've got to do the next few days, the next few weeks, even today, go back and listen to the areas that you are struggling with the most, the areas that you want to grow in the most, right? And you have my podcast, you have my books, you have all my content available to you. Just my podcast alone has something like 60 plus episodes. So if you're struggling, let's say, with your finances, I probably have at least 10 episodes on finances. Go listen to those episodes now, right? So there's much more content that I've put out there that you're able to use. And of course, if you're coming to my events, that's where you get even more of it. And come to my events. I have events all the time in these different areas. Go on our website, titaniumsuccess.com. And find out what events I've got coming up. Find out what content you have access to. And go get this content so you take those areas to the next level. But let's talk about what it means to have world-class balance, not just balance around your wheel. So when I talk about world-class balance, what I'm referring to is let's not just settle for having a decent body. Let's want a body that is world-class. Let's not settle for a good relationship. Let's have a marriage that is a marriage that everybody looks up to. Let's not just be the kind of parent that's like, yeah, I'm a good parent. Let's be a world-class parent, one that would end up on the cover of a magazine, one that the school uses to teach other parents how to be a better parent. In your career and your mission, why not step up to levels that no one else could ever dream of? Why settle for just being good, right? In your growth, why be like everyone else and just grow a little bit? Okay, you went to high school, you went to college, you got a degree. Congratulations. So does everyone else in our society today, right? So let's take it to that next level. Have your car be a mobile university where you're learning every single day. Read every day. Listen to content every day. Attend seminars every month. I mean, if you guys saw how many books I've read, how many seminars I've attended, how many audio programs I've listened to in my car over the last 12 months, it would blow you away. You have no idea. In fact, you do have an idea. I mean, imagine for 16 days you've gone through and you've listened to all this content. You've got to imagine this stuff's all coming from somewhere. Where it's coming from is 25 years of having a brain that's been constantly getting dumped on with information. And most of the information doesn't stick, but if just a small percentage of it sticks, that's how you end up with all of the content that I've delivered, right? So when you're looking at me, I want to remind you again, do not look at my pictures on social media where I'm flexing and I've got that muscular body or whatever and that six pack or eight pack. Don't be impressed by that. Be impressed by the fact that the guy who has that body is an incredible husband, is an incredible businessman, and an incredible father. See, that's what I want you to be impressed by, because my body is not impressive. If you compare my body to the body of all these other people on Instagram and Facebook, I don't even come close to these guys, right? But what I want you to be impressed by is that the guy who has that body is a husband, a businessman, and a father. That's impressive. Now, see, my wife's friends are often impressed by some of the romantic things I do for my wife, right? And the kind of husband I am, or the fact that I proposed to my wife on a white horse. And again, don't be impressed by the fact that I am a romantic husband. There are plenty of romantic husbands out there. In fact, they're so much more romantic than I'll ever be. But be impressed by the fact that the guy who is that romantic has a really nice body, has a really great career, takes care of his kids, and does all these other things. That's what's impressive. Don't look at me and say he's a really great father. Look at me and say that really great father is impressive because he's also a really great husband. How many of you out there are great moms or great dads, but not great husbands and wives? I know that's the one that people mess up most often. You see these people who are these incredible mothers, incredible fathers. They love their kids to death, yet they're a horrible husband or wife, right? Why be impressed with that? I'm not impressed with a great parent, right? Parenting is easy. Now, I say that because I've got two kids and I know how it's incredibly, incredibly difficult. But what I want to say is parenting would be easy if you didn't have to worry about the other nine areas of the wheel. But see, I'm impressed by parents who are doing it all, who are taking care of those other areas. So if you're not taking care of your health, if you're overweight and you're not taking care of yourself, and God forbid you're having health issues and diabetes and all this stuff, I will not be impressed by what a great parent you are, right? What I want to be impressed by is that you are a great parent who's doing those things as well. So again, don't look at me and say, wow, what a great businessman. He's got six companies, right? Anybody could have six companies. Anyone could have success in business. The key is this. What about the career man who's also an amazing husband, who also has an amazing body, who also is an amazing father, who's also connected to his or her spirit, right? That's the big thing. So when it comes to growth, don't be impressed by the number of books I've read or the number of seminars I attend. In fact, there are people who read way more books than I do and attend way more seminars than I do. In fact, I go to these seminars and I call some of these people, they're on the seminar circuit where they just bounce from one event to the next. But the thing is, they don't apply any of it in their lives, right? Their business is a mess. Their relationship's a mess. Their health is a mess. Yet they're sitting in these seminars going from one to the other thinking that magically by being in that room, somehow all their problems are going to be solved. That's not what it is. Be impressed by the fact that there's a person, a man or woman out there who is going to these seminars, reading the books, listening to the audio, but she's also applying this stuff. So her career is on fire. Her emotional health is peaking. She's becoming a better wife every day, a better mother every day, right? She's taking care of all these different parts of her life. And that's what I want you to be impressed by. So the key is that is what world-class balance is all about. So world-class balance is this. Imagine there are 10 different magazines out there, and they each cover a different part of the wheel. So this is what I want you to do, a little exercise I want you to do with me right now. Magazine number one is called Growth Magazine. Magazine number two is called Relationship Magazine. Number three is called Money Magazine. Number four is called Spirit Magazine or Spiritual Magazine. Magazine number five is called Career Magazine. Six is Health and Fitness. Seven is Fun. Eight is Contribution Magazine. 9 is Family Magazine, and 10 is Emotional Health and Happiness Magazine. Now, my question for you is this. How many of those covers could you be on today? What I want you to do is right now, I want you to pause this audio on a piece of paper, write out those 10, or put it in your phone, or go wherever you need to go, and I want you to answer this question in these 10 different areas, and I'll read them back to you one more time. In which of these 10 areas could you be on the cover of a magazine? So could you be on the cover of Growth Magazine as a person who's exemplary in terms of growth and always reading and contributing? Could they use you as an example of someone who's constantly growing? I think I can say for myself that if there was a magazine called Growth Magazine, and there may be, I think I would make a pretty good story for the cover of it, talking about the last 25 years of my life, right? Now, some of you, maybe it's not 25 years. Maybe you've just been growing like crazy for 16 days. Hey, that might get you on the cover of a magazine, right? But the question is, which of these magazines are you playing at a world-class level so much so that they would actually put you on the cover of that magazine? Intimate relationship. Would you be on a magazine as an exemplary husband, wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend, especially if the magazine was made for the people of the opposite sex? If you're a man, would a magazine committed to women, right, and relationships put you on the cover as an exemplary husband? For a woman, exemplary wife. Money Magazine, spiritual health. The next one is career, your physical health. That's an easy one, right? So if there's a muscle and fitness magazine, would they put you on the cover of it? Would someone put you in a bikini or in sports gear or in board shorts or whatever and put you as an exemplary person on the cover of their magazine, right? That's the world-class body. Now, I'm not telling you need to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? There are different types of magazines. There are different ages for people. So maybe if you're 50 years old, your magazine is health and fitness for people over 50. But the question is, could you make it on that cover? And then for fun, if there was a magazine all about fun, could you make it on the cover of that? Because you get so much joy out of your life that they would actually use you as an example. If there was a magazine committed to contribution and human beings who are out there doing good things for the world, could you be on that cover? What about Family Magazine? Are you an exemplary member of your society in terms of family, the parent you are, the friend you are, the husband or the wife or a son or daughter or grandchild, right? What about your emotional health? If there was a magazine called Smile Magazine, could they plaster your face in front of it because you are always putting yourself in a place where you're positive and you have this incredible emotional place, right? And you're happy. So right now, I want you to pause this audio and in these 10 different areas and really judge yourself fairly. Be honest with yourself. Don't be overly easy on yourself. Don't be overly tough either. Right now, pause the audio and in these 10 different areas, identify which of these areas could you be on the cover of a magazine right now. Welcome back, my incredible, amazing magazine cover people. Are you on at least one cover? Anybody have at least two covers? How many people made it on three different covers? What about four covers? Anybody here have such great balance around this wheel that they are on five different covers? Now keep in mind, five doesn't guarantee you have balance because it could be that you're killing it in five areas, but you're getting crushed in a couple other ones. That doesn't work so well, right? How many people out there have 6 magazine covers? Anyone have 7? 8 magazine covers? 9 covers? Anyone out there have 10 magazine covers? Because let me tell you, if you're at the stage where you're doing this by yourself right now, so you can be perfectly honest, and you can truly say that you can be on 10 different magazine covers, man, that is amazing. My hat off to you, because every day of my life, I strive to get my picture on all 10 of these different hypothetical covers. But how amazing is it if you've already gotten there? And if you haven't, hey, even if you have 1 cover, that is a great place to start. Let's get your 2nd one. If you have 3, let's get your 4th one. If you have 5, let's get your 6th one. If you haven't gotten any, I doubt that very much. If any of you decided that you are not on any magazine covers yet, you are lying to yourself, because I guarantee you, I've met people in all walks of life. I have never met a single human being who I have talked to and they didn't have at least 1 or 2 of these magazine covers. Now, maybe it's not good enough for you because you've got really super crazy high expectations for yourself. But if you're fair to yourself, every one of you out there has at least 1 or 2 of these magazine covers. And that's the difference, by the way. The magazine cover test is what's different than rating yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Because if you're hard or you're easy on yourself, it doesn't matter. The magazine cover kind of says, hey, look, is your physical body sexy enough to be on the cover of a magazine? Are you a good enough parent that people can learn from you what parenting is all about, and someone would actually put you on the cover of a magazine? And remembering that being on the cover of the magazine doesn't mean that you're the end-all be-all. It just means you are such an exemplary person in this area of life that someone would actually put you there. So now what I want you to do is this. Let's do a quick little review of the last 16 days, but here's how we're going to do it. You guys are going to love this. I'm basically going to take the 10 areas of the wheel, and you guys listen to anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes of audio. And yesterday, you listened to like 30 minutes of audio, by the way. So what I want to do is I want to take those things, and I want to take each day down to just 1 single point. This is really hard for me to do, guys. Take things down into 1 point. Now you'll see, in some cases, my points have like A and B to them, so they're really 2-part points. But you're going to see me take these 10 different areas of life and simplify them such that in each area, you have 1 thing that you can focus on doing starting today. And I want you to take notes in this. So if you have to pause the audio, write this down and come back, do it. You've been on this journey with me for 16 days. Let's end this thing right so you can start the rest of your life today with all the things that you need in hand. Now, one important way that you can judge this next section is also to see how well have you learned my content. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an area of the wheel, and then I'm going to pause to give you a second to think about it, and then I'm going to tell you what the 1 key takeaway is. And let's see how many of these different areas you can sort of nail the takeaway. Now, even me sitting here trying to decide what that 1 thing is going to take me some thinking. So it's not that you need to nail everyone on the head, but the question is, how close do you get? So area of the wheel number 1 is growth. What is the 1 takeaway from this thing that I want you to think about every time you think about growth? Mobile university. Turn your car into a mobile university. And when you're driving, and by the way, for those of you who take the bus a lot or take the train or fly a lot, it's the same thing. It's just your mobile university. So what is your mobile university? Decide it and start using it as a mobile university every single day. Number 2, intimate relationship. What is the 1 key to the intimate relationship? It's all about you. That means if you are not in a relationship, don't sit there and think, how do I find the perfect man or how do I find the perfect woman? Focus on how you can become the perfect man or the perfect woman so that the right person will come along. And when that person comes along, you will already be where you need to be to have that incredible relationship. And if you already are in a relationship, it's all about you, meaning what can you do to make this relationship even better? And if that means getting out of this current relationship, then that's what you do. But it's all about you, and you come first in the relationship, meaning you're always focusing on growing and bettering yourself in the relationship and not putting your kids or your significant other or other things ahead of yourself. Number 3, finances. What's the 1 key in finances? Financial education, which means step 1, start making cuts. So the key to finances is learn how to use money first. Don't go out there and try to make more money. You don't know how to drive this car, right? Learn how to drive it while you're still going slow. And when you learn how to use money, which by the way means start cutting things, and then of course you invest in all that stuff. But the key first is learn how to use money, which means you've got to start making cuts today. Spiritual health. What's the 1 key to spiritual health? Daily conversations is what I call it. Those daily conversations that you have with yourself, whatever you want to call it. You could call it prayer. You could call it daily gratitude. You could call it meditation, which is sort of the anti-conversation, right? It's quieting your mind. You could think of it as your yoga routine. Whatever you do, what is that one thing that you do every day that's your daily conversation? It's the moment or moments you spend connecting to the spirit. Section number 5, career. What is the one key in career? Well, it depends. Are you an employee or a business owner? Employees are broken up into two groups and business owners are broken up into two groups. So let's look at employees first. If you're currently an employee, you either are in the group of people who wants to keep working but wants a pay raise, or you want to get into your own business. What's the one key if you're an employee and you want a raise? Earn it by doing more than anyone else could ever expect of you. Do more than your boss could ever expect of you. Go above and beyond. As much as you think your boss is tough, get even tougher on yourself. Work more hours, put in more effort, and be smarter than anyone else could ever expect you to be. Now, if you're an employee and you want to be a business owner, what's my advice to you? Think twice. Think 3 times. Think 100 times. Business ownership is not all it's cracked up to be. Only become a business owner if you have that virus, that disease of business ownership. Don't go into business ownership just because you think it's going to give you freedom or someone told you it's a really good idea. That's not the reason to do it. But if you have that disease, jump right in, my friends, and join me and the other crazy people who listen to this podcast and love being an entrepreneur. Now, what about for the business owners out there? You are divided into two groups. Group number 1 are those who are just starting a business, right, or have recently started a business. And group number 2 are those who have established businesses. If you're just starting a business, the number one key for you, don't focus on the meaningless things. Meaning don't focus on, now I use these as examples, but they apply to a lot of things. Don't focus on the business cards and the brochures and the websites and the crap like that. Focus on things that are going to generate revenue for your business. Get out there and start doing it. You know, if you want to build a company that competes with SpaceX, start building rockets that you can send up in the sky, okay? Don't sit there and go, oh, well, I got to do this. No, you got to make rockets, man, if that's what you do. If you've started a business that's a service business, you got to go get clients out there. If you've got a product that you want to develop, if you've got an invention, start making that invention and then start selling it. That's what you got to be focused on, not on all the BS that goes along with it. So finally, for the business owners out there who are established business owners, here is the number one key for you. You signed up for this. So stop complaining about it. Go out there, do it. And remember that if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. See, it's not about it being easy. Business ownership is the toughest thing you could ever do. But you, my friends, like me, have a virus, a disease that makes you want to be a business owner. So go out there and make sure that you're understanding that this disease is only going to work for you if you are focused every day on becoming better and growing and doing all the things we've talked about. So now, let's go to physical health. What's the number one key to physical health? I bet most of you are going to get this wrong. But I'll tell you, the number one key to physical health, weigh yourself every day. If some of you thought I was going to say work out for 25 minutes a day, trust me, you're wrong. If you thought I was going to say eliminate category 1 foods, you're wrong. All those things are important, but none are as important as understanding that you must weigh yourself every single day, especially on your fat days, especially on the days where you know you're doing things you shouldn't be doing. Every single day you weigh yourself and you record that weight. That will then allow you to go and make all the other things happen. Because if you don't like my workout routine, trust me, it doesn't matter. There are plenty of good ones out there. But if you're not weighing yourself every day, you're not going to know. Now, if you want a second thing, it's you size your body in the kitchen and you shape your body in the gym. But the most important one is weighing yourself every single day. What about the area of fun? What's the secret to fun? Make it your carrot. What that means is make fun this pre-planned thing that you do and you earn, right? So it's not you have fun and then you make up for it by working hard later. You don't say, I'll go to Vegas this week and then the next 2 weeks I'll work my butt off. That does not work. It's like giving the horse the carrot and saying, okay, now walk forward. By giving the horse the carrot, the horse now just becomes slow and stupid. Instead, what you want to do is you want to dangle that carrot in front of him. And you, my friend, are the horse. I am the horse. We need to use those carrots for ourselves. So we dangle the carrot in front of us and we get ourselves to follow through. And if, and only if, when we do what we said we were going to do, we get the carrot as a reward, not as something you get so you'll make something happen in the future. Next area of the wheel, contribution. What's the key to contribution? This is a simple one. Start giving so you can start living. See, giving is the most incredible feeling in the world. Start understanding just how good it feels to give. understand that when you're in a place of giving, it's impossible to be depressed. It is absolutely impossible to be down and to be sad and to feel helpless. People who are in the mode for giving don't go commit suicide. People who are in the mode for giving, people who are giving, 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 don't feel sorry for themselves. They don't have time for that. They're out there focused on giving, of giving from their heart. So go out there every day, start giving so you can start living. Next area is family. What's the secret to family? Wherever you are, be there. That means when you're with your family and friends, be there with them. Mentally, emotionally, psychologically, in every way, be there with them. Turn off the TV, turn off your cell phone, put it away, stop answering texts and being on social media, and then claiming that we are with your kids or you're with your husband or wife or your parents or grandparents or whatever it is. Wherever you are, be there, be in that moment, be focused, be in the zone. And if you can't do it for a very long period of time, it's okay. Shorten the time you spend with these people. But while you're with them, be there with them 100%. And finally, the 10th area of the wheel is emotional health. What's the secret to emotional health? Here's what it is. Happiness is a choice. Control your focus, your meaning, and the actions that you take, and do it in that order. First, control what you focus on. Second, control what meaning you give the things you focus on. And third, focus on your action. And don't make the mistake most people make, which is focusing on their actions, not realizing that by the time you get to the action step, probably 90 to 99% of your options have already been eliminated. Remember, we talked about this when I teach this in my seminars. And for those of you who come to my seminars, you've seen this or you will see this. I draw this thing on the board and I start showing your options and I show you how the roads become limited as you have different focuses and you have different meanings. And what you realize is your actions are really only one tiny little percentage of all the possible actions. But in most cases, you've eliminated 90 to 90% of the potential actions you could take because of your focus and your meaning. So the key there when it comes to emotional health and happiness is to know that happiness is a choice, and that choice comes down to three decisions: focus, meaning, and action. So there you have it, my friends. That is a review and something that I've never done before, which is put all these 10 areas of the wheel into one simple conversation. Those last 5 to 10 minutes of audio are ones that if I were you, I would set up and record and listen to every single day for as long as it takes for you to really get those things down. And go back and listen to that little piece of recording because it's incredibly powerful and it can be a way for you to take all the different areas of your life to a whole new level. So now let's talk about this. Look, we talked about the carrot. You guys have had this amazing gift you were going to give yourself. And for those of you who've kicked butt in this thing, I can guarantee you one of the major driving forces was the reward you were going to give yourself at the end of it. So the question is this: have you earned your carrot? Have you earned this thing that you said you were going to give yourself? If you followed through 16 days and you stuck with the challenge, doesn't mean you were perfect. As all of you know, I've shared how I had failures in this challenge, but I can tell you I stuck to it every single day. I did what I was supposed to do. And when I didn't, I acknowledged that I hadn't done those things and worked hard to make sure as of the next day, I was right back on it. If you stuck with it, my friends, congratulations. You have earned yourself that carrot. Start eating that carrot today or whenever it is. I don't know when the flight takes off to Hawaii or wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, but you've earned it, my friends. Go enjoy it. But let me tell you this. If you're one of those people who didn't earn the carrot, here's the key. Don't give yourself the reward. Deny yourself the reward if you did not follow through. If you had a trip planned, cancel it. I don't care if there are airline fees that you're going to have to incur. I don't care if you lose the hotel. I don't care if you have so many things lined up that this is going to be a disaster. Let it be a disaster. Let your brain know what happens when you don't follow through. Let your subconscious and your conscious mind understand that you are now the kind of person who lives a life of discipline. And your reward, your carrot, comes as a result of following through with the actions that you say you're going to do. When you say you're going to do something, you do it, and that's the only way you reward yourself. But I'm assuming if you're here and you're listening to day 16, that you are one of those people who really followed through. And again, it doesn't mean following through 100%. I've never met someone who could do one of these challenges and do it 100%. We all slip, but it's all about what? Reaction time. By the way, some of you, I bet you, are literally finishing my sentences. And as you're listening to this, you got a lot of those questions right in the section of 10. And now when I said, what is it all about? If you said reaction time, you are starting to get my stuff. And trust me, it is going to have an incredible impact in your life. So if you've done this and you've done a great job, then reward yourself. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Before you start that reward, here's what you've got to do. Schedule your next challenge. And here's how you can do the challenge. It depends. What grade are you in when it comes to Armand's challenges? Have you sort of graduated? You've done enough of these challenges with me where now you get how they work? If that's the case, create your own challenge. Get your own friends and family involved. In fact, post on the Titanium Success pages and in the Titanium 16-Day Challenge page if you want to get other people to join your challenge. I want you to create your own challenge, put it out there, and get other people to join in. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell the people around you. And that's just as important as getting people on social media because you want that support. If there's someone who lives in the house with you, how nice is it if the two of you are waking up together at the same time? So get your challenge going today. And now, if you're at sort of a lower level of Armand graduates of Titanium Challenge, right? This is your first challenge. What you may want to do is just pick a date that you're going to go back and start this challenge all over again. I mean, you've got 16 days of audio recordings. It'd be crazy not to use it. Go back and do the same challenge all over again, and you can start changing it up a little bit. So maybe you take some of my challenges and you make them a little tougher. You make them a little easier. Maybe you decided you were going to wake up at 6 last time. Now you change it to 5:30. Maybe you said you were going to wake up at 4 because you thought, oh, I'm going to do what Armand does. And then you realize, well, in your line of work or in your life, 4 doesn't work. So maybe you change it to 5, right? Maybe I challenge you to do a certain thing and you want to do something different. So take my challenge and adjust it a little bit. And if you do it the way we did it here with these 16 days, you can follow the audio, which is awesome. But that is your next big thing. So right now, I want you to pause this audio program, and I want you to come up with what your next challenge is going to be. Now, you don't need to worry about the details because we want to finish this day, and I've got a few more minutes left here with you. But I still want you to decide what that next big challenge is going to be for you. Go do that right now and at least set a date and just some basic ideas. Take no more than 30 seconds. Go now. All right, your 30 seconds is up and you're back. Did you pick a new challenge for yourself? Did you decide what the next one is going to be for you? Are you redoing this one? Are you going to create your own? Are you going to call a couple people, make a couple posts, and see who else is interested in doing one with you? Awesome. I'm really proud of you. We've been on this incredible, incredible journey together. And let me one last time remind you of the things that we've done so you can see how just moving a little bit each day makes such an incredible impact on your life. Remember, we decided to wake up at a specific time. We worked out for 25 minutes every day. We entered the career zone at a specific time, and we didn't let anything personal get into our time in the career zone. We spent 30 minutes each day focusing on our intimate relationship, either the one we're in or the one that we want to be in by emphasizing ourselves. You then turned your car into a mobile university. No radio, no music, no calls, only books and learning while you're in the car. You then gave up one thing that was costing you money for 10 days. And today's the last day of that. Starbucks, a valet, you know, your cable TV, doing some sort of a monthly service that you canceled or setting up food budget or alcohol or something like that. Then we added the morning smile and doing that gratitude ritual at night before we go to sleep. We then set up this thing where we weighed ourselves every single day and we recorded the weight. Then we did something for a stranger for the Titanium Heart Challenge. And that was just a couple of days ago. So if you haven't done it, please do the Titanium Heart Challenge. Go do something for someone and let the world know and challenge others to go out there and do something for the world. Then spend 30 minutes each day in the family zone focused on your family. Then yesterday we added, convert one negative thing into a positive, into something that you're grateful for. How did you do with that one? Did you have something negative that was going on? And were you able to convert it into something that you had some gratitude about? I know you did, and I'm so proud of you for that, with that just simple thing of changing your focus, your meaning, and your actions, but mainly just changing your focus or changing the meaning, and you saw what an incredible thing it had. So now today, we've talked about two things that you're going to do as part of today's challenge. One is if you didn't earn the carrot, cancel your reward. And two is set up your next challenge. But more importantly than both of those things, I want to challenge you to the main thing I want you to decide today. And we're going to decide this right now. Of the different things that we set our mind to in this challenge, the things that I just read off to you, my challenge to you is this. Right now, choose 4 of them that you are committed to doing every day for the next 30 days. Which one of those are you committed now to making a part of your regular everyday lives starting today going forward? Are you going to decide that that's it? I'm going to wake up at a certain time every day and there's no two ways about it. If you stopped having Starbucks, are you willing to give it up forever or at least for the next 30 days? whatever it is, right now what I want you to do is I want you to pause the audio, and it may even be something you sort of did as a result of something I said, but wasn't a direct challenge. What are four things you started doing as a result of this challenge that you are willing to keep going for at least another 30 days? Pause the audio right now and list four things you're committed to doing starting today for the next 30 days. And welcome back. Which four did you choose? Did you choose four things that you're going to continue? If you didn't, please pause this audio right now and make this a part of your life forever and ever and ever going forward, my friends. This is going to be something that can be extraordinary for you. This can be absolutely life-changing. This is the thing that is going to allow you to take this challenge and truly make it into something that is completely life-changing for you and turn it into something that you're going to be able to continue every day for the rest of your lives. Look, we've been on this amazing 16-day journey together. I am so absolutely honored that you joined me for 16 days and you heard my voice for several hours over these 16 days. All that time adds up pretty quickly, and I put a lot of time and effort into making this for you. So the most important thing I ask you is this. I want you to go out there and put the things that I've taught you to use. Take these things and share them with the world. If you've enjoyed this challenge, please get five other people to take this challenge now. This audio is available for you to share with others, so give it to other people. I don't mind you sharing it. I want you to share it. In fact, I challenge you to share this with five other people. Get five other people to take this challenge. They can start it today. They can start it tomorrow. It doesn't matter. I challenge you to get five new people who did not do this challenge and get them to start it. And in fact, I myself commit to getting five new people, friends, family, employees, coworkers, people I know, people I care about. I'm going to get five new people to start this challenge this week. And I hope and I know that you will give this gift to other people as well. So go out there today. After doing this incredible 16-day challenge, I welcome you, I congratulate you on the new you, on the better you, on the amazing you, on you who is now the true you, the person who is going to create that world-class balance in all these incredible areas of life. You're going to crush it in everything, your career, your health, your fitness, your relationships, your family, your spirit, your emotional health, all this stuff. You are absolutely crushing it. I want you to know that I absolutely love each and every one of you. I thank you for participating in this, and I want you to go out there today and every day, always lead with your heart.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.